Interesting interview this morning on the morning show, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima. And, you know, they've been pretty lucky the last couple weeks, and I think he's on with them for the whole season, isn't he? Rodney McLeod comes in on Tuesdays, Browns defensive back. And the conversation they've had has been open, honest, and I thought very realistic. So
Rodney does a really nice job on those.
He's got a future sitting behind one of these boys, doesn't he?
Yeah, so do the boys.
Which ones? The immature ones or the mature ones? I'm just kidding.
Ken and Anthony.
I know. I'm just joking.
Okay.
I love those guys. They know I love them.
Yeah, you sure do.
And I'm not so sure if they love me, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. Although we've known Anthony since he was...
just a wee pup.
Yes. Just a wee pup. All right. So one of the things that was said this morning, Rodney McLeod talked about, you know, the fans at the stadium booing. Here's what he said.
Man, this is a city that is very passionate about their team. They come there to be that 12th man, that spark that we feed off of defensively. And we have to, you know, make sure that next time we show up in our home stadium, that we do what we need to do.
Hard to argue with those words.
No, and I appreciate the fact that when players can sit there. There's a lot of players, some of who've come through here before, I've heard some, like, not so nice things about our fans, because when they get mad at the end of the game or they think the team didn't play up to the expectation level, they get a little irked. No names in this, but I just any player that can recognize where they're playing, understand the fans that they're playing for. I keep going back to Phil Dawson's Legends induction speech from over the weekend in the back of my mind. And I cannot tell you how much, and I know you're going to laugh, how much he gets you, how much he understands the Browns fans and, you know, the situation that he had here and his relationship and being able to, you know, to walk into the grocery store still, or his wife brought up the story too, that they'd walk into the grocery store, people were kind and nice and not over the top. You know what I'm saying? That they respected the fact that Phil was a member of the community. And then when you hear players understand the fact, and, like, really understand it, not like media training. Like, in media training, they'll be like, hey, whatever you do, don't say anything bad about the fans. Remember, you know, they're the lifeblood of the organization, and they're the ones that keep coming to the games, and they're the ones that are watching on TV. And that's why, you know that that's drilled into every player's head, right? You get it. You can hear it, though, sometimes, like what Rodney said, when a player actually gets it, when he really understands that it is important that you have the fan support. And, and if they're going to boo, they're going to boo. It's not that they're booing you because they want to. They want you to play better because they believe you can play better, and you probably should believe you should be playing better.
Fans are allowed to boo if they wish. And the whole talk, I've always, this is nothing against our fans because I think we have terrific fans here, but most places do. You know, when everybody says we have the best fans in the fill-in-the-blank league, okay, great, that's wonderful. I've never bought that. They're all good fans. There are some cities where fans are crummy, but most fans are really good fans
and
support their team. So if the fans don't like the product they see on the field, Andy, they're allowed to boo. And sorry, booing is actually some kind of encouragement as well. You know?
Oh, I agree.
There are times, you know, Mom and Dad gave you a swift kick in the you-know-what. Well, you probably needed it.
It means they care.
Same deal with the fans.
So I had an interesting conversation. Yes, I know this is a ding, and I don't really care. Is it Jordan Renan, who's the ESPN Giants reporter?
Get it ready, Dan.
You can already do it right there. So he was doing some stuff on the field after the game, and so was I, and we were walking back up, and we just had a little bit of a chat as we were walking to the
Have a group hug?
Ding!
No, I just thought it was interesting, something that he said to me, and I go, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they stay in this building. You know, we were talking about whether, if the dome's going to come to fruition. And he goes, and he looked at me and he goes, why? Why would they get rid of this building? And I went through probably about a half hour, 45 minutes speech about why they should move out to the dome. Okay. But he didn't really listen. No, I spent like 2 seconds just telling him that. He goes, you know, I've been around a lot. And I got to tell you, this stadium is really, really loud. And I hope that we can still have that if they move into another stadium. But I think it's interesting
part of that might be the design of the stadium. We all know that most of it is because the fans.
Yeah, he said, your fans are so close to the field here, you don't even realize it.
It's the same thing at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
About how close the fans are?
The way that building is designed, it's like a pit. It's the same type of deal.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember being in your... You know,
Seattle's football stadium is designed for sound. I mean, that place... I mean, if you look at the way that thing's put together, it's built to be noisy, and it works.
I just thought it was...
I don't think most of them are built that way.
I thought it was a great compliment.
With that in mind.
Yeah. I thought it was a great compliment to you, the fans of Cleveland, because, I mean, here's a guy from, you know, who's covering New York. He's from New Jersey originally. And, you know, it was just a tiny conversation, but it kind of gives you perspective on something you might take for granted because you're at the game and you don't realize it. And if you haven't been to a lot of NFL stadiums, then maybe you don't see it or you don't get it. But, I mean, he had no reason to say any of that. He could have been like, oh, yeah, well, good luck with your dome and see you later.
Loser.
But he was just like, he goes, I don't know, this is a pretty tough place to play in because the fans are so close. And as I heard, some of our players had some, if they were looking for peanuts on their way at halftime, they found them because they were making their way from the seats down into the tunnel where the Browns run off.
They don't pack much of a wallop.
No, it's not like beer bottles, right? Is that where you're going with it?
No, I was just talking about the density of peanuts.
Okay.
Not sure what you have in mind.
I'm not walking down your road. So that's just kind of where you kind of sit on that when you've got, you know, the team talking about fans booing. I'd have no problem with fans booing. None.
No.
Because if you're not booing, you don't care. And that's the last thing you want is apathy.
Might be sitting there being just a passive fan, just wondering, hey, you know, I wonder if I should go to the concession stand now or later. Fans who boo are watching the game. They're into it. They're paying attention.
I don't know. Did you have any other thoughts on what he had to say there? I thought his interview this morning was really good.
Does a nice job on those.
Yeah, I enjoy listening to that. I don't know. I can't wait till tomorrow so we can get a little bit more updates on what's going on with the injuries. I think Wyatt Teller,
tomorrow could be bad, Andy.
Yeah. Was he actually placed on the IR or we know he's out?
No, nothing.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you think he's going to be out for 4 weeks, then you've got to do that, right?
Well, I want to know what's happening with DeJuan Jones. I want to know what's happening with Jedrick Wills.
I think DeJuan.
I want to know if Jack Conklin's ready to roll.
You're going to have to after you find out what happens with DeJuan Jones and Jedrick Wills, hopefully.
I wonder how many offensive linemen they've got out in Berea today trying out.
That's another good question.
Or are they going to go, you know, pluck a couple guys off of practice squads from around the league? And then you've got to piecemeal this thing together pretty quick. I would think that if they were trying to figure out what's going on with Teller, that they probably would bring in somebody. Don't you think that's the right place to go? Go take somebody off somebody else's practice squad because you know they're still getting NFL
Zach
reps.
Zach Zinter is going to be your starting right guard. Right?
So that's one. You're still going to need depth.
Well, we've been in that situation all season with the tackles, Andy. And now maybe more so.
Justin is in Zanesville. How are you, Justin?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good. What's the good word?
Is the Cleveland Browns going to the Super Bowl or the playoff with win second place within 1 or 2?
All right, Justin. Thank you. Appreciate it, Justin in Zanesville. I would venture to say the Browns are not going to the Super Bowl after 3 weeks of the season. Just a gut feeling on watching most of the league. Jeff, your
too
expert
early,
opinion.
Andy.
We can't say so?
Too early.
Should we do some rhythmic chanting to
too
get
early.
Them there a little bit quicker? No?
Too early.
It's too early to tell. A lot of fans going to Vegas this week. I know a ton of people going out there. Yeah, you do too?
I do too, yeah.
Yeah, this might be one of the best attended road games.
Hey, that's what the NFL was hoping for.
For these Vegas trips?
Yes. Yes.
I know a ton. I'll be honest. This is a game I wouldn't mind going to. I think it'd be fun. You want to talk about a party? Going to Vegas to go watch the Browns play.
Yes.
This could be a home game for them.
No.
You don't think so?
Probably not.
I don't know. If you're a Vegas, I mean, how many of the folks, I'd be interested to see how many season ticket holders actually live in that county that the Raiders play in.
It's a good question. I would think that there are season ticket holders in that venue from all over the country.
Yeah,
More corporations than you might imagine, too.
We have relatives in Utah that have season tickets that they either drive down or fly down for the game.
It was almost a ding.
Eh, not really. We're related. You know what else is weird? As the Browns
relatives with season tickets in Vegas, that's pretty good.
Probably, but no. You talk about the Raiders being in Vegas, and then on a side note of that, but the A's are done, right? Oakland's going to be without a team. Man, they'll have lost all of their teams in what, 4 years, 5 years? When did the Warriors move across the bay?
Probably about 4 years.
It's been like four years. So within 4 years, Oakland lost all three of their teams.
Oakland was a really, really good sports city. But, see, that's what happens when you don't have either the tax base, the business base, or the interest in building new facilities. That's pro sports today, Andy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just the way this is going to go.
They destroyed a beautiful stadium out there. When they put Mount Davis out there, when they put all the seats up.
That was a really nice baseball park.
I mean, you can see how nice that place would have been. Now, I look back and I just remember the clubhouse for baseball was just an absolute dump. It was like a junior high school.
Folks might not remember it, but the Oakland A's leaving Oakland, I think it taints what was one of the phenomenal eras of baseball, which was the swinging A's of the 70s with local guy Sal Bando and Reggie Jackson, Burt Campanaris, Joe Rudy, Dave Duncan, Gene Tennis. They were in Blue Moon Odom, Fight of Blue. That was a really terrific team.
I don't know, but it's always been a team that's been on the move, whether it was Philadelphia or Kansas City or where they are now, too. It's not like the franchise itself hasn't been, loyal to any city over the last 100 years. I don't know. No. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.